This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump moved to cut direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras on Saturday. The State Department notified Congress it would look to suspend payments to the three nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have moved through Mexico to the U.S. border. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border in the coming days.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it, if Mexico doesn't stop it.
A Trump administration official says border officials are aiming to more than quadruple the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day to address the swelling number of Central Americans arriving in the country. Venezuelans held competing protests on Saturday. Some declared their support for President Nicolas Maduro, who is aided by Russia and China. Others supported self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, who's backed by the U.S. and some 50 other nations. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid and will start within 20 days. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province killed at least four students and wounded more than a dozen others, including two teachers. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban capturing a strategically important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says five rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel early Sunday, following a day of protests that saw Israeli troops kill four Palestinians near the territory's border. No casualties were reported, and no Palestinian group claimed responsibility. AP's Charles Ledesma reports on Saturday's protests.
Hamas rulers had pledged to keep people a safe distance from the border fence. But as the crowd swelled, protesters rushed forward, unfurling flags and throwing rocks and explosives towards Israeli military positions. The troops then fired tear gas and opened fire at the protesters. The fence protests have been aiming in large part at breaking the Israeli-Egyptian blockade on Gaza, but haven't delivered major improvements so far. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Authorities in Mozambique say cholera cases among cyclone survivors have jumped dramatically, nearly doubling from the previous day. The World Health Organization says some 900,000 cholera vaccine doses are expected to arrive on Monday. Aid agencies are working to prevent another cholera epidemic in war-torn Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Children represent 27% of the total number of suspected cases. The Yemeni people and health workers are still reeling from the devastation caused by the cholera epidemic that engulfed the country over the past 2 years. It affected more than 1.2 million people, killing more than 2,500. The World Health Organization reports 239 districts in Yemen have reported suspected cholera cases within the last 4 weeks.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting. The Rolling Stones announced Saturday they've postponed a tour of the U.S. and Canada to give singer Mick Jagger time to receive medical treatment. Reuters' Gavino Gray has more.
The Rolling Stones have postponed their tour of the United States and Canada so that lead singer Mick Jagger can receive medical care. The band on Saturday abruptly announced its decision to delay the tour, which it said was doctor's orders. A statement from the band read, Mick Jagger cannot go on tour at this time due to a needed, quote, medical treatment. No more details were provided about his condition. The singer lamented to his 1.6 million followers on Instagram, saying, I really hate letting you down like this.
Reuters' Gavino Gray reporting. The Stones' North American tour had been scheduled to run from April 20th until June 29th. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.